This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast.
Hello, people. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rooted and Robust Podcast, the show that inspires, informs, educates, and spurs you to cultivate the skills you need for your desired goals and success. I am your host, Uzioma Anyoji. Joining me on the show today is an award-winning trainer for the support training results in valuable employees at the Center of Urban Families in Baltimore, Maryland. My guest today served as the Vice President of Middle Atlantic Career Counseling Association and the facilitator at the Reemployment Services and Eligibility Assessment for the Department of Labor. Now, one of the interesting things about him, I know you want to hear his name, you hear it very soon, don't worry. But one of the interesting things about him is that he has a podcast, right? And his podcast is called The Process. I'll tell you why this is interesting. But with his podcast, right, he outlines and breaks down situations we go through and offers insights on methods to weather the storms in life. Now, why is this interesting? Well, it's because today our topic is understanding the process. So today we want to know how to move from point A to point B. How do we go from this stage in our lives to the next? Ladies and gentlemen, I have on the show with me today, Mark Smith. So Mark Smith is with me today and we're going to discuss understanding the process, how to move from point A to point B. So welcome on the show, Mark. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you having me on today.
Welcome. So how is Baltimore today? How are you guys doing over there?
Well, it is, it's a beautiful, well, it's rainy day, but you know what? I call that liquid sunshine. So every day that we have an opportunity, to wake up and be thankful that we are able to wake up and impact other people is a blessing. So I am truly, truly happy to be with you again and looking forward to a great conversation.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for joining me.
You have a podcast called The Process. What was the inspiration behind the process? What inspired the podcast?
Well, I wanted to take a good chronological look at life, in my life and specifically, and think of some of the things that I endured are so similar to the things that everybody else endured. Mm-hmm. Now you have heartache, you have disappointment, you have, and it's just growing. You know, you're going through your ups and downs, your highs and lows. And I just wanted to chronicle about it. And I wanted to give people what I like to say is an outlet or and or a blueprint on how you can get through it. And that's what, you know, been the mission since 2019, when I started to develop it. And really in 2020, when I really said it's time to get this out there and share it with the world.
Great. Today we want to understand the process. So what is the process? Let's go from here. What is the process?
Wow, it's an everyday evolution. You know, I think the easiest way that I try to describe to everybody is most everybody in the world loves a nice, good piece of cake, right? A nice piece of, especially if we just had a nice meal and you're sitting around with family and the dessert is coming. Everybody likes, most people like cake and ice cream. Yeah. So a cake is still a cake. It needs one common thing. It needs a heat source, mm-hmm. right? So you can't put all your ingredients together and then just look at the cake because all you have is dough. So mm-hmm. you need that heat source to actually bring that cake to fruition so you can eat it. But the process, in a nutshell, is the ingredients that go inside the cake. Mm-hmm. What I put in my cake or what I like in mine might be different than what you put in yours. But at the bottom line, at the end of the day, it still needs a heat source for it to rise, expand, so we can eat it. So the process in itself is just the things that we go through, the things that are in that cake that make it taste good to us, to make us learn not to do it again, to make it learn whether we like or dislike that cake, or to be able to really embrace who we are and what we're called to do. That is what the process truly is about for all of us, because we all have it. I mean, we're all going to go through things. I always say you have to go through to get through. Mm-hmm. So we all have things that we have to go through and persevere through.
Going by the example you gave with the cake, do we determine the ingredients in our dough, or is it whatever life throws at us? So which is it?
Yeah, it is truly what life sends us. I mean, we know everybody's spectrum and what they go through life is different, right? It affects everybody in a different way. What everybody needs to understand and embrace is that there's not a situation that any one of us have gone through that we didn't come out of. And notice I didn't say problem, I said situation. Okay. Because we all have risen above what was occurring in our life at that particular time. Now, the caveat to that is it may not have been came out the way we liked it, but we got through. So if our willpower and our resolve is at that high level, individuals need to know there's nothing that they can't get through at that in the course of time. And the one thing that I always talk a lot about is change. And we as humanistic and human beings, we're resistant to change. Yeah. And that hurt me for a long time. I mean, why change? But the fact of the matter truly is that most people don't change until the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change. Mm. So that you know the old saying of sick and tired of getting sick and tired? That's when we start to evolve and start to move into different levels of what we're called to do. Mm-hmm. So the making sure that you are embracing the process, even though it may look like it's not working out for you, or it may look like it is bleak, it really isn't. Because obstacles, you know, when people say obstacles, I say opportunity. Because this is giving you an opportunity to get yourself together, to reform where you're going, and get you to the levels of where you truly are called to be. So that is, again, I want people to truly understand that it's us growing. You know, we're not called to be stagnant. You know, comfort is truly a casualty of growth. We are charged, challenged, and demanded to stretch ourselves to be the best that we could be. And it really becomes the fact of us really harnessing that and believing in that every single day.
Okay. Every level comes with its opportunities, like you said. So at each level, is there a possibility that we repeat the same circle, or is it a different situation at every level?
Well, I think we don't go through the same issue over and over again. I think that's, you know, what's that old saying? The if you do the same things over and over again, expect different results, that's insanity. Now, I think everybody's smart enough that if they really learn from what's going on and learn from what we need to do or what they're going through, then they don't make those same mistakes again. So I think all of them are different. Some of them maybe have similar components, but each one of them are totally different, and they have and the solution or the resolution to each one of the things that we go through in our processes is totally different. It just really boils down to analyzing where you are. You know, I wrote an acronym. And the very first message that I wrote within the foundation, and that was called AIR. And that stood for accountability, integrity, responsibility, and respect. And I always say that is your core. That's your core value. When you are really going through things to figure out where you are or situations appear in your life, ask yourself those four questions. Are you being accountable? Be accountable to you and to those that you are around you. And when I say around you, I'm sure we'll talk about it shortly as well. I identify people, you either have a circle or you have a cage. You either got a circle of people or you got a cage of people. The cage is the one that you have to pour so much into, and then nobody's pouring into you. And that's draining and taxing. So then you have the integrity piece, right? Integrity, everybody knows, is doing the same things that you're supposed to do when nobody's watching.
Yeah.
The next one is responsibility. You always have to be, you know, even though you may not know that person, have an in-depth conversation, because you've connected and or you have some sort of semblance with them, you now become responsible for them along with yourself. And then the respect aspect of it. Now, we were all created with purpose, right? There's not, and nobody is the same. Everybody's created different. And with that being the case, we all are designed, created, demanded to have respect for who we are. So if we can sit back and say, as we're going through these types of things, if we're being accountable, if we're utilizing integrity, if we're embracing responsibility, and we're harnessing respect, we're going to get through those things. So it will always be something different, and we go from there to make it better.
Wow. Accountability, integrity, responsibility, and respect. Amazing. This is more or less the foundation for anyone who wants to move to the next level. But then I'm curious, do people just decide not to be accountable, or is it difficult to find someone to be accountable to?
I think it's that they don't want to be accountable. They don't want to take responsibility for who they are and what they've done. You know, we live in a society that's quick to blame. You know, it's not my fault, or I didn't do it, or it's not for me. You know, I use that old adage sometimes, you know, and I even said it when I was younger, not my monkey, not my circus. So it didn't become my problem. And I think I truly believe that we need to understand that we are all accountable for what we do. And as soon as we accept that and accept that we are, you know, a lot of times, quite frankly, we are the own catalyst of our own situation. Yeah. And it doesn't happen overnight. These are slowly progressionary things that we've done, that we've enacted inside of our lives that make us, put us in some situations that we're not happy with at the end of the day. So, yeah, it really boils down to us, the individual themselves, truly not blaming anybody, saying, okay, it's me. I don't want to say I messed up, but I'm in a situation that I can learn from. Mm-hmm. And from the situation that I can learn from, I know what I did. I accept what I did. And now it's time for me to move forward, because you can never move forward until, one, you forgive yourself. Until you accept what you did or accept the situation, and then you forgive yourself if you put yourself in that situation.
Taking responsibility for one's actions. Perfect. But we live in a society where this is hardly the case. So how do we make the switch? Where does the change begin? The family, in school, where?
I think it really boils down to doing something that's tough for a lot of people, and that's self-assessment. And by self-assessment, meaning really analyzing where you are in your life. Remember, I just said a few minutes ago, most people don't change till the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change. So we have to get to the point to where that it's uncomfortable for us to be comfortable. The respect factor, it does. A lot of times it does start from the home and what is allowed in the home. But I can't say that that's the full culprit of it, because I know many individuals who were with absent mother and father and absent all really family. Because, I mean, if we really break it down, family does not mean by blood. Yeah. You know, it could be your family, could be somebody that has just been a good friend to you for years. I've got great friends that from childhood that are like brothers to me, you know, so it's not necessarily the blood. But it does. It comes around. It comes with that like-minded individuals who aren't making excuses, who believe that their why is greater. My tagline, right? My why is greater than your situation, which is part of your process. And it's just enacted on a daily basis and practiced. Now, there is a poem called The Habit Poem. And it really talks about how we are in charge of our own destiny. And how, you know, there's a line in there that says, you know, I'm your heaviest burden or your greatest failure. I can run. You can run me for profit or you can run me for ruin. I'm completely at your command. You have to be willing to embrace your role and what you need to do on a consistent basis. So and again, like I said, it does. It starts at a young age. it permeates at an adolescent age.
So let's talk about growth for a second. How do we grow? The process talks about progression. So what are the components that help us grow? How do we grow as people?
Funny you say, I wrote an acronym for growth, and that's gradual reminder obstacles will test hope.
Oh, wow.
That's growth. that's growth. You have to go through, again, there's no magic pill. Life is simplistic, right? You are going to have the ebb and flows in life. There are going to be things that are going to come across our path that are both happy and are sad. What are we going to do during those times? That is growth. You know, I tell a story sometimes in some of my writings. I've told it in one of my writings before, and I brought it up in a speech that I did not too long ago in Cleveland, Ohio. I talked about, you know, when my father passed away in 2003 and how that really, you know, it took a lot out of me. He was a young man, 62 years old, and I didn't understand why God would take my dad, who was a good man to me, although we had, you know, trials and tribulations early. Yeah. You know, he was still a great man, and we became great friends before he passed away. But his passing in the last few years of us really getting a chance to bond was my ability teaching me what it was necessary to be a man, what it was necessary to do to be a good grandfather, a great husband, a man of virtue, a man of responsibility and respect. So that was an obstacle or a reminder that the obstacles will test my hope, because I went on and various different things have happened to me since those days. Mm-hmm. But I get stronger, and I'm stronger because I've gone through these types of things. I've seen that I'm stronger than what I could imagine. I know that I'm defined not by man, but by God. I know that I have the ability to affect and change lives. Thus, hashtag, when I talk about and speak, I always say legacy changing actions in 2022 and beyond. Mm-hmm. So it just puts you into a different mindset or a different space when you go through things that are paramount in your life. And that is how you stretch and become better every single day. But the trick is, once you get through, who are you bringing with you? Mm. Who are you going back and talking to, and who are you sharing your world with? Again, not your cage, your circle. Who are you sharing these things with to make sure that they have a blueprint, or they have an outlet or an ear that they can actually go through to make sure that things are going well?
Cool. Wow. This is thought-provoking. Who do you bring on with you? You know, this is amazing, because sometimes we go through a level, and instead of moving on to the next level or moving on to the next set of people, we return back to the same circle we should have outgrown. You know, this is really thought-provoking. So who do you bring on with you? That's the question for you listening. All right, you mentioned legacy earlier on, so let's talk about that for a second. What is legacy? Is it just something we leave behind? What exactly is legacy?
No, legacy to me is the unselfish ability to help people, make people better. The unselfish ability, or let me say, the ability to give small things of wisdom, small trinkets of knowledge that lives and changes generations. You know, I closed the series in the process about 3 or 4 months ago, called, it was the season 5 of the process, and it's called Only If I Only Knew Then What I Know Now. And I closed the series of messages with the acronym of legacy. And I said the legacy stands for leaders exemplify greatness among choices over the years. And I chronicle about how me being a 19-year-old man playing league football, and how my coach didn't spend a whole lot of time on blocking and tackling, you know, the nuances of football. He spent more talking about what a man is supposed to do, how's a father supposed to be. What is the role that I will have on society in my community as I'm older? I talk about my very first job working at a organization to where we were clearing fields, building a walking trail for a brand new state park. And I always equate that to, you know, we had nothing but an axe, a shovel, and a wheelbarrow. That's all we had. And we had to clear a 6-foot path all the way across for a mile long. But isn't that what we, you know, I think about that job. That job, you know, at that time, I didn't think much about it. You know, I thought it was a grueling job.
Yeah.
But if you really break that job down, I was clearing a path for people to walk in. Mm-hmm. Aren't we consistently clearing paths of our own life for us to walk through? See, these things equate. That these are the small things that legacy is talking about, and the ability to share these types of things means something. You know, I talk about legacy being my high school principal, who she taught us all the time that on time means you're late, and how you do anything is everything. And, you know, you dress for the job that you want, not for the job that you have. So these are individuals that create legacy. They're leaders. And that's why I said leaders exemplify greatness among choices over the years. Were each one of them perfect? No. Did each one of them make a lot of money? No. Heck no. But they made a major impact, not only on me, but other men and women across the city and across the country. And what did that do? That invoked change inside of us, which we share with our family, friends, and our network or our circle. And we made, and so their teachings, their principles have had a lasting impact. That is legacy, what they did and what they've given to other individuals.
Okay, so I asked about the legacy because, you know, we live in a society where everyone wants it now. People are eager to make it today. Nobody wants to build. Most people are in the brush hour business. Everybody wants it quick, now, easy, fast, right? So why is it very important that we build legacies? So I wanted to talk on that very quickly. What is the importance of building legacies and leaving something for the next generation?
It is important. You know, there's that old saying that nothing easy is worthwhile. And I had to learn that myself. I mean, things that were given to me, I didn't appreciate. Things that I worked for, I appreciated. And we live in a society, again, that portrays and embraces trinkets, things of shiny things, I like to say, things that are all tased with money. I mean, you know, you look at it and these are things that are thousands and thousands and millions of dollars that attract attention because, again, they are shiny objects. But I always say that you can't take these things with you. These things are temporary material things that will, you know, they'll subside. And think about this. Does the person that, here's something that's deep, is does the person that you purchased that from, do they really care about your best interest? No, they don't. They care about that sale. You know, I always talk about how I lived my life transactional versus and evolved to transformational. Transactional is the same thing as what a lot of our young people see today is what's in it for me or with them. You know, how can I benefit? How is it going to help me? What is it going to do for me? When that's not the case or the thought process that you should be evolving to, you should be evolving to how can I help you? What is it that I can do to help your life? Because a basic principle is when you give, you receive. So I would really encourage them to really rethink a couple things. One, is it a need or is it a want? Is it truly a need or is it a want? Because a want will definitely dissipate quite quickly. It has a propensity. You will want something else. So you wasted a lot of time, effort, heartache, and money in most cases on getting that thing that you wanted versus if it's something that you truly needed. You need shelter, right? You need a meal. You need to educate yourself so you can be self-sufficient. You need to be respectful to your community. You need to respect your home or individuals that are in your home versus the living a lifestyle or living in a mindset of where it's just a free-for-all. So that's what I would say. You know, it's really make an assessment of where you are and what you truly want to do in life and the components that it takes to get there in life. And it's not shiny. Believe me, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of grit. It's a lot of sleepless nights. It's a lot of which is not glamorous, right? That's not glamorous to individuals. Oh. It's work. It's work. Yeah. And good work and smart work beat things that are easy and given to us every single day. Hmm.
Wow, thank you for that. Thank you so much. When you started your podcast, what has that process been for you? What has a journey been for you? I mean, impacting lives, creating content, teaching, facilitating, training, and all of that. What has that been for you? I mean, I know you are all about impacting lives and all of that, but what has been the journey for you personally?
No, you know, I just think I just wanted to take a self-reflection. You know, I wanted to look at my life from a whole. And, you know, I talked about, again, I just said a few minutes ago, I talked about living transactional to living transformational. So I really thought it was time that I sat back and grew up, so to speak, and had that, wanted to take the time to share what it's like to have peace in your life. And understand that peace comes with, unfortunately, sometimes peace comes with a price. It comes with removing individuals from your life. It comes from making tough choices that that you don't really want to make. It comes from the Don Ruiz theory a lot of times, the four agreements, right? It comes from being impeccable with your word all the time. If you say you're going to do something, then you do it no matter what. It comes from number two. He says, don't take things personally. You know, we live in a world where we all in our feelings. And I was like that at one point as well. You know, I thought the world was against me. But you can't take things personally and get ahead. Number three, you can't make assumptions. Right. You know, I use the old adage all the time, clarification over confrontation. Let's talk about it. I mean, there's no need for everybody to get upset about it. Let's talk about it, because perhaps it was the way it said. That's why I hate text messaging. I do, because there's no feeling. There's nothing around it. And everybody that's listening knows at some point you got in your feelings because you read a text wrong. Because you didn't get it, right? So you can't make assumptions. And number four, always do your best. Whatever you do at the end of the day, remember I just told you about what my principal said, how you do anything. And my principal, listen, that I've been out of school for over 40 years.
Yeah.
And I still remember, for how you do anything is everything. Which speaks a lot about the individual yourself as your character. So all those things combined, I said, well, wait a minute. It's time that I put this out there. It's time that I give people an opportunity to make sure that they are doing things and have something that they can revert to. But I also said that let's do it in a different way. Let's do it through acronyms. Let's give them something that they can remember, something they can harness, and something that they can apply on a consistent basis versus a long speech. Let's take these acronyms, let's break them down in story format or a situational format, and then let's make sense of it all for us to always say, for us all to grow forward. Not go forward, grow.
Grow forward. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. It has been enlightening, and I am grateful. I appreciate that you came on the show today to share with us. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Fantastic. I'm sure you enjoyed this episode, understanding the process, how to move from point A to point B. If you enjoyed this episode, if you learned something, why don't you just share it with your friends? All right, this has been Rooted and Robust Podcast, and I am your host, Ozioma Anyoji. Until I come your way next week with another exciting episode, stay blessed and God bless you.
Ina Indeshwa na AfriPods.